Should we turn the adhan more up so more people can hear, or turn down? What you say? Turn it up or turn it down? Should we turn the adhan up or turn it down? Turn it up or turn it down? Turn the adhan up so everyone can hear, or turn it down? Which one we got?
Adhan.
Turn it up or turn it down?
Qore el dolye.
Turn the adhan up so everyone can hear, or turn it down? Should we turn the adhan up or down?
Pojačamo adhan il da ga više smanjimo.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
Assalamu alaikum. We're in beautiful Bosnia, amazing city Sarajevo, and from this very window, many, many years ago, we were able to hear the adhan. Now we can hear the bells very loud and clear, but we cannot hear the adhan. So we're going to take it to the streets to ask the people, should we turn the adhan back up? How you guys doing? We're going to be talking to people here in Sarajevo. It used to be a time in the center here where I can actually, you can hear the adhan, it'd wake you up. But I was wondering what happened to the adhan. It's like almost diminished, it's gone. There's one masjid that keeps it playing, but in the center here, the majority, due to some pressure, they have taken it all the way down to like a unhearable level. Many people aren't aware of that. So my goal is, inshallah, God willing, that we can get this adhan back up. Let's hear what the people have to say. Turn it up or turn it down. Turn it up or turn it down?
Naravno da treba da ga dignemo, treba da se čuje. To je, ja sam to primijetio u Begovoj džami i inače u Čarši da se slabije čuje ezan.
Ovo su zvona, crkvena zvona se čuju se crkvena zvona, međutim ezani se, ezana nema.
So as a tourist here, would you like to hear the adhan? Does it disturb you as you're shopping, as you're out and about? Would you like them to turn the adhan up, or just, you know, kind of keep it in the masjid?
Definitely not. I mean, for me, the adhan, when I hear the adhan as a Muslim, obviously, wherever I am, I have a sense of joy. And it's a reminder that it's Salah time. So even now, I wasn't looking at my clock. I was just touring around different places. And I heard the adhan and I thought, okay, you know, get ready for Jummah. Come to the masjid, so it doesn't bother me at all. I think the adhan should be played everywhere.
Pa za vrijeme socijalizma, kad sam ja u medresu išao ovdje u Sarajevu, ezan se itekako više i bolje čuli nego sada.
From Malaysia and Sarajevo, turn the adhan up or turn it down?
What do you mean? I don't
adhan.
Know.
Turn the adhan. Should we turn the adhan up so more people can hear the adhan?
Treba da pojačamo ezan, jer ipak to je poziv za namaz. Da treba da dobave svi, pogotovo kad se ne čuje, ako neko nešto radi i ne čuje taj ezan, neće otići u džamiju. To je poziv. Kad čuje ezan, on, naravno, svi će se odazvati i otići. A pogotovo stranci vole da čuju to. Pogotovo zato na kraju krajeva oni dolaze u Sarajevo da čuju, jer ne mogu to nigdje da čuju drugim gradovima nego samo u Sarajevo.
Da, jer nekome smetaju ezani, nažalost. Crkvena zvona nama ne smetaju. A ezani smetaju. To je naša slabost. Oni bi sada trebali mnogo više da se čuju, pogotovo nakon ove agresije koja je prošla od 92. do 95. godine.
Turn it up or turn it down?
Turn it up, definitely turn it up.
Turn up the down.
Oh.
And I don't think many people would mind.
Svaka čast, ja pohvalio ovoga imama koji je rekao da da neće smanjiti ezan u svu džami, svaka čast, treba tako da trebamo svi da pojačamo taj ezan, treba da se čuje ezan. Sarajevo je poznato po ezanima i treba da bude, da se nastavi ta tradicija.
The azan should be up so that more people will hear the azan.
That's what we're talking about. Turn it up, Sarajevo, turn up the azan.
Should we turn the adhan up so more people can hear it, or turn it down so you can only hear it here?
Trebamo uključiti da se što više ljudi čuje. Ja sam čuo da priču ovdje u Sarajevu, pogotovo taj dio ateistički koji ima smeta adhan. Pa upravo istog razloga za ove ljude, za turiste, velika je korist da čuju adhan. Može djelovati na njihovo srce, pogotovo postoji ljudi koji su čistog srca, može ih privući, pa poslije nekim objašnjivanjem da i saznaju više o islamu i slično. A ugašivanjem, gašenjem ezana, zapravo mi tim ljudima uskraćujemo mogućnost da saznaju više o islamu i slično.
Turn it up or turn it down?
Ovdje se ezani uvijek čuli, glasno, jasno. Učili se ezani prije sa minareta, a onda kad je počela tehnologija i učenje ezana preko mikrofona i preko zvučnika, učili se za vrijeme socijalizma, se ezani čuli na kilometrima daleko od džamije.
So turn the ezan up, let them hear it, come to prayer, come to success.
Turn up the ezan. So we're trying to get the response here, up, more ezan, so more people can hear. Or turn it down. We turn the adhan up so more people can hear, or turn it down?
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Another one. Turn up the adhan.
Sa mikrofon. A danas se ne čuje. Danas ja ideš, hodaš sa račima, a ezan uči u begođami, skoro se ne čuje. To je žalost.
I'm asking people, should we turn the adhan more up so people can hear, or turn it down?
I don't want to do that.
Oh, so we got one. Not everybody's going to answer. Well, let's go to the next.
So unfortunately, people hear that, you know, in Bosnia, they do not understand the blessing when they hear the adhan. You know, not just the spiritual blessing, but blessing that you can hear it. You know, in the States, you know, unfortunately, most of the masjids or mosques did not have the opportunity to hear the adhan out loud. You know, I mean, you can hear it inside the mosque, but outside the mosque, you know, it's a blessing to hear it.
It's such a blessing. Yeah, and tourists and people just, you know, they find it unique, huh? Mm-hmm. It's touched many, many hearts. You know, Liam Neeson and many others, you know, famous actors. People, when they hear that, it pulls them in. They want to know, and they want to know more about it. And you have Islam. Everything is explained in there.
Of course, you know. I mean, just in one short adhan, you can learn everything about Muslims and Islam.
Absolutely. Should we turn the adhan up so the whole world can hear, or turn it down so nobody can hear?
Yes, I am Yukon.
Turn the adhan up so everyone can hear, or turn it down. What do we say?
Turn it up.
Turn it up from Bosnia. Assalamu alaikum.
Da li da pojačamo adhan ili da ga smanjimo?
Ne, ja znam ja šta je o mene pitu. Sasvim dovoljno.
Čekaj,
Hafizi.
Hafizi,
upoznam sina.
Izvini što sam te, nisam za... Samo jedno pitanje. That's it.
Ja.
Jedno.
Ne mogu ništa reći.
Ne. Okay. Moraš. Yeah? Okay. You want the adhan to be heard more, or to turn the adhan down here in Bashchashia?
Yeah.
Kuda? Gore ili dolje?
Gore.
Više adhan?
Više.
Više. A vi? Koliko? Više. Gore ili dolje?
Više
adhan. Is the adhan? Yeah?
Yeah.
Man, even the young ones want to hear the adhan. Mashallah. What's your opinion?
Adhan certainly should be loud so people to hear on one side, and on the other side it dispels all the dark forces from us and helps us all, not only Muslims but beyond that, so we should be proud of that. On the other hand, Azan was called here for 500 years or so from here, and nobody was disturbed and nobody was complaining, so it was good for all.
Have you heard the Adhan, the call to prayer?
Yeah, right.
Do you know anything about it?
Well, not much actually.
What do you think as a tourist?
when you hear it, mm-hmm. do you like hearing it? Do you think it should be on louder so people like you, tourists, can hear it? Or should it be lowered down?
Well, I think it should be louder.
Oh, mashallah.
Yeah.
Let me hear it. It should be louder, right?
Right. We have been to Istanbul a couple of times.
Turkey.
And, yeah, right.
Tell us about that.
Well, then you hear that every couple of hours, something like that, regularly, five times. Yeah, according to your Muslim rules. Yeah. But here we only heard one,
two,
maybe, or something maybe. Like that.
So, man, beautiful. So in Turkey, you hear it constantly. You hear
constantly,
a lot.
Yeah.
Here you notice that it's kind of.
That frequent.
Yeah, because I think some people don't. They feel like they the tourists might not like it. You know what I mean? They might be annoyed or something. But we're trying to find out. Otherwise, that's not the case. You actually you like to see hear that on.
Yeah, right? Because then you know that realize that you are in a different I should say like society or something like that.
What would you say? We asked one of the imams. He didn't want to come on camera, but one of the arguments was that. The tradition here, this is what he said, so what would you respond? He said that we just want to go, people are sticking to the tradition that it's only with the voice, not with the microphone.
Yeah, but previously on the voice, true, but every mahalla, every quarter used to have their own mosque. So azan was heard from all, you know, throughout Sarajevo. So at that time, of course, there was no modern technology, hi-fi, but we have them now, why don't we use that? Of course, azan should not disturb others, but azan wasn't disturbing for 500 years, so why should it disturb now?
Would you like to hear the adhan up or down? Would you like the adhan?
Adhan.
Azan.
Azan.
Adhan.
Oh, the call to prayer. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yeah, that's an interesting point because that technology is also used inside the masjid and whatnot, so why not outside? Good point. One last thing. As far as the tourists in that, do you think that, you know, we've had experience that many tourists, they find this unique and they want to know, and it's a great opening for people to learn about Islam. What is your view about tourists in the Adhan?
Well, tourists, as far as, you know, I met tourists from Japan, from Philippines, from Poland, they all love it. Nevertheless, they all stop to hear this, you know. Of course, we hear stories, people don't like it, they are woken up in the morning, especially for the dawn prayer, but basically they all enjoy it. I didn't really hear, you know, people who are proper who complain about azan.
What's your impression when you hear it? Does it cause you any disturbance, annoyance?
No, it doesn't.
Does it?
No, it does not. But no. I grew up in, I've been living in Senegal and Morocco as a child.
Yeah.
And as a young person, so I'm used to it.
Yeah. So who are these people that are trying to turn off the azan?
Well, there are some people who are, you know, they are disturbed by anything that comes or that is related to Islam. So, and they are, I believe they are a minority anyway. So we should strive for and we should call azan to dispel dark forces and shayateen.
Many people don't know the meaning of azan. Has anyone ever explained it to you?
I don't think so.
I'll do it quickly. Yep. It goes like this. God is the greatest, the creator. The creator is the greatest. God is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. This is God.
Okay.
There's nothing worthy of worship except the creator, the one God.
Okay.
And Muhammad is the messenger, just like Jesus, Moses. Yeah. So this is what it's saying. And then saying, come to prayer, come to prayer. Say, come to success, come to success.
Okay.
There's no God but the one God. Muhammad is the messenger. This is the main essence of the prayer, so you can understand the what it means.
Thank you
guys, thank you so much.
Yeah,
so we got it. Turn the adhan up so everyone can hear, or turn it down, which one we got?
Adhan should be heard. Adhan is a public thing,
so we got to turn it up,
but not to the point we disturb and we make a noise. And that's another thing, you know, there were some instances whereby people were just trying to provoke others by turning too loud the adhan, but it should be heard. Definitely should be heard.
Turn it up. Should we turn it up so people can hear it, or turn it down? What would you say?
I shouldn't be the one to decide it, I think. The locals, should decide that properly.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam. How are you guys, brother? Should we turn the adhan more up so more people can hear, or turn down? What you say?
I think the same in the Turkey is good because the people hear everybody, and then you feel it, yeah? And
you feel it. You feel it.
You must feel it. If you feel,
you can do with everybody.
Yes.
If you not feel, you can make nothing.
Should we turn the adhan up or down?
Tradicija islama jeste u stvari da se ezan uči samo sa glasom, ima dosta uleme koja to zastupa. Međutim, mi danas koristimo toliko stvari koje koriste islamu i između ostaloga je mikrofon da se uči ezani na mikrofon. Naravno, to ne treba da je nešto pretjerano, da ne bih uzurimo naše komšije, ali ezan treba da se čuje, da bude jedan lijep glas, lijep muezin, jer je ezan u stvari prepoznatljivi znak islama, poziv na molitvu, poziv na namaz. I ovdje u Sarajevu je bilo prije rata otprilike 117 džamija koje su bile aktivne. Mislim da se ta brojka danas nije nešto posebno popravila. Nisu ni sve džamije ovdje u Sarajevu nekada učile ezan. Mislim da ni danas opet se ta stvar nije popravila. Nažalost, moramo puno da radimo na tome polju, da poštujemo tuđe, ali da volimo svoje. I naši ezani su simbol islama i treba pustiti ezani da uče oni koji imaju lijep glas i da to naravno ne bude tiho kao u nekim mahalicama, da sramežljivo, bojažljivo, nego da ezan bude jedan lijep, kao što to jeste, jedan poziv na namaz. I molim Allaha Đelešanuhu da naša srca otvori toliko da učimo ezan glasno, jasno, lijepo u našoj Bosni ponosnoj. I svi gdje se otišao.
We got it.
It's very important. Up,
you
not
Bosnia.
Down.
Bosnia.
Yeah. You?
Yes.
Up. Bosnian and Turkey, two countries, but one brothers.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. So we got another one. Turn the ezan up, Sarajevo. Turn the ezan up or turn it down?
Ezan.
Up.
Up.
There you go. Turn it up, Sarajevo.
Salaam alaikum.
Salaam alaikum. Peace be with you. Should we turn the ezan up or turn it down?
Turn it up.
Turn it up, yeah.
Turn it up, he said. That's yeah. It. Pojačamo ezan ili da ga više smanjimo?
Ne. Moj savjet je apsolutno da se ezan pojača, da se što dalje čuje i što više, tako da svakog čovjeka podsjeti da je vrijeme došlo da se ljudi odazovu na Allahu poziv i da dođu u džamiju i da se Allahu Đelešanu zahvaljuju. Jer namaz je šta? Zahvaljivanje Allahu, pokornost i poslušnost Allahu i veličanje Allaha, slavljenje i veličanje. Subhana rabbi ala, kad smo na sežni, to je slavljenje i veličanje Allaha Đelešanu. To je ujedno i zahvaljivanje Allahu na čemu, na svemu. Sve što imamo Allah nam je dao. I pokornost, znači možda neko se odaziva zato što ga strah od Božje kazne. A to je najmanja kategorija namaza. Dakle, pokornost, zahvalnost i veličanje iz ljubavi. To je namaz. Na ezan treba pojačati, a ne smanjiti.
Turn up the adhan. Turn it up. The call to come to prayer. Come to prayer. Come and worship the one creator. The one creator. And come to success. It's all there in this beautiful adhan that has penetrated the hearts of so many people. So many people, if you just go to YouTube and you look at non-Muslims, not yet Muslims, Christians, even Christians, reacting to the call to prayer, the adhan, look what they have to say. Such amazing and beautiful things.
Let's get your input also in the comments below. Turn it up or turn it down.
Up, up, up,
up, up, up, up, up,
up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up, up